The ancient art of storytelling has been used by almost every culture as a way to teach, explain, and to instill knowledge. I'm Troy Klein, and welcome back to another Sun Earth Day podcast. Well, to frighten things up a little bit this Halloween, we have a very special treat for you. Or is that a trick? We decided to invite our professional storyteller, Jordan Hill, to tell a creepy story about the Aurora and a spooky shack. So be afraid. Be very afraid.
Although it was summertime in the far north, and the sun was still shining up in the sky towards late evening, inside the old cabin, it was dark. Dark except for a single flickering candle flame. And by the light of that flickering candle, the old man swiftly went from window to window, checking that he had hung the blankets correctly in front of the window, making sure that every last speck of light was blocked out. When this was done, he glanced towards the back of his cabin, and he nodded. Everything was in place. All he needed was the subject. And so, he blew out the candle, he stepped outside of his cabin, and immediately, he hunched his shoulders over. He made his body look as feeble as possible, and he began hobbling towards the center of town. When he got there, he eyed up and down the streets, looking at all the passerbys on the main road. And as he waited, he then noticed a young boy coming up the sidewalk. The young boy was very curious. He was looking in all the store windows. He was watching the birds fly in the sky. He was stopping to admire a single flower growing from the ground. The old man nodded to himself. He would do just fine. And so as soon as the young boy came up next to the old man said in his best feeble old man voice, excuse me, son, but could you help me back to my home? I fear I will not make it on my own. And the boy, who was a kind spirit, said, absolutely, sir. And he got up, and holding the old man's elbow, he helped him slowly through the streets of the town towards that cabin on the outskirts. Once they got to the door, the old man turned to the young boy and said, thank you so much for your assistance, and because you were so helpful, I would love to share with you a treasure that I have inside, something truly remarkable. Of course, the young boy's curiosity was piqued, and he said, oh, I would love to see this treasure. Good, then follow me. And so the old man stepped into the cabin, and the boy followed him, struck immediately by the darkness inside. The old man said, keep the door open so I can use the light from outside to find the treasure for you. And as the old man hobbled towards the back of the room, the boy looked around the interior. He noticed that there were indeed windows, but they were all blocked up for some reason, covered by blankets. Curious as ever, he went over to the nearest one, and he lifted the corner, peeked outside, and seeing nothing of interest, he dropped it back again. He didn't notice that a corner of that blanket had caught on a splinter in the window frame, and a tiny little bit of the window was exposed. The old man didn't notice either. He was too busy in the back, pulling out a bundle of something from one of the cabinets. And then he said to the boy, close the door now. I have it right here in my hands. And so the boy went over and shut the door, and inside the cabin was pitch black darkness. The old man was heard rustling with something, and then suddenly, a tremendous light filled the cabin. It was beautiful, glowing colors coming from a jar that the old man seemed to be holding. The boy was transfixed. The old man gestured for a chair by a table in the center of the room, and the boy sat down as the old man placed the jar on the table in front of him. And in that jar, there were all these swirling lights and colors, and the boy stared at them, and he said, what is this? It's beautiful. The old man looked down and said, ah, this is part of the Northern Lights, pieces that I have captured. Suddenly, the boy grew nervous. But my mother has always told me that the Northern Lights are the souls of dead people. Do you mean to say that you have captured dead souls in this jar? Suddenly, the old man stood up straight, straighter than the boy had ever seen him stand. The old man got a big grin on his face, and he said, "That's right. I captured them." And in a flash, before the boy even knew he could do anything, the old man was behind his chair, grabbing his hands and tying them up with a rope. The boy started to struggle, and the old man just shook his head and said, "Just as I captured these dead souls, these fragments of the Northern Light, so too have I now captured you and your living soul." Well, the young boy continued to struggle, trying to pull his hands out from the knots, as the old man walked to the other side of the table, and he sat down, beginning to wave his hands in a strange way around the globe of lights. "What? You think that I'm an old man and I can't tie a knot tight? Oh, those knots are tight, and you will be staying there for some time now. And you might be looking at me now thinking that I am younger than you at first thought, but actually, the truth is far different, for I am far, far older than you likely thought. I am nearly 2,000 years old." When the boy continued struggling and finding that the knots were tight, he realized that the man was speaking the truth, and he looked up and he said, What are you going to do to me?" The old man grinned and said, "I am not going to do a thing, but these spirits in this jar will. They've been serving me well for centuries now, using their energy to take the spirit of the living and bring them into myself so that I can go on living. And boy, tonight, it is your turn." And with that, the old man began opening the top of the jar, and as soon as he did so, the swirling lights began flowing out, glowing higher and higher into the room. The old man's gestures became more pronounced as he waved his hands more and more, and the boy watched on in terror as he saw these glowing things start to take form into the shape of three wraith-like ghosts. The boy leaned back in his chair, trying to move as far away as he could from them, but they came closer and closer. The old man was waving his hands as these spirits seemed to reach their hands out towards the boy, closer towards him. He tried to push back in his chair, but they reached closer as their sharp fingertips touched the skin on his chest, and he felt their icy fingers going deeper and deeper. His heart was pumping. He was terrified. This was it. And then, suddenly, they stopped. The old man was confused. He waved his hands more and more, and then he noticed all of the three spirits were looking towards the window. And there was a ray of light, a single beam of light coming through that corner where the blanket was stuck on a splinter. "Perhaps it's not too late," he thought, and he went running towards that beam of light. But as he was moving, the light started to change color. It started to become yellow and then green and then silver, purple, red, and the light flared up, and all of a sudden, there was a flash, and there was a bright display of lights in the cabin, a screech, and then darkness and silence. The boy, he felt himself. He did a quick check of his body. He seemed to still be there. He looked into the darkness, but he saw nothing. He listened, but he could hear nothing. Perhaps this was his chance. He quickly scooted the chair around the cabin until he found the corner of something, and this he rubbed the ropes against until they broke free. He immediately jumped up, ran over to a window, and pulled the blanket down, and as sunlight came streaming back into that dark, dark interior, he looked around, and he saw, there on the table, the jar, the rim of it scorched, and on the floor, where the old man had last been standing, was nothing but a pile of dust. This was his chance. He ran from the cabin as quickly as he could, all the way into the town. And when he got there, he found that he was not the only one excited and agitated. Everyone in town was talking. There was great commotion as people looked up at the sky, and they were all saying, "What has become of us? What's happening? Look!" They all looked up to the sky, talking and pointing about a strange display of the Northern Lights as the sun was shining. Something like that had never been seen before, and they didn't know why or where or how. But the boy put two and two together, and he realized, Through that one exposed bit of window, the northern lights in the sky had spotted their fragments down in the man's cabin, the fragments that he had stolen from them. And the northern lights had flashed down and taken back what had been their own, and in the process, took back also the spirits that that old man had taken. The boy went excitedly about, telling everybody what had happened. He told them the story, but, of course, most people didn't believe him. They went on to form their own theories, their own speculations, as people are wont to do. And they told these theories to their children, and their children would still recount the tale of the northern lights that appeared while the sun was still up. But the people who did believe the story, well, they knew what actually happened. And they went on to tell their children, and their children told their children. And that story was passed down until finally I found it. And now I am telling it to all of you who are listening.
Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory.
This is Troy Klein signing off.